I'm not sitting right now, so I don't know. Anyway, how are you? It's Sandy. This is the Lesbian Mafia. It's been, 11 years. Hi, how are you? So, yeah, hi. So I don't know what I want to talk about. Let's see. So the last podcast that I did was 11 plus years ago. And so I had to like kind of cut out because my mom got sick. Like she was sick for the last few years that I was doing that show, but then it just got crazy. Like you can't just really, I don't know. So I went into like what, caretaking mode for my mom. And so it got the responsibility got very overwhelming. So I had to like just cut out, emergency situation type cut out. And I really didn't have, I didn't want to be talking about that shit on Twitter, you know, like, oh my, you know what I'm saying? So like, whatever. And then, so now, hello, how are you? I like when people talk like that, like, how are you? But I don't talk like that. But anyway, so what are you doing? So I guess I will be starting this podcast again. I don't know. I don't have a format. I don't know if I'm going to drag my friends into this again. I feel like I can't even talk. I don't feel particularly funny if you know anything about caretaking. So my mom had like 5,207 3,011,007 strokes. Then that turned into dementia, Parkinson's. I mean, it's amazing like how much shit you can have. That's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. That is not fucking funny, but she would laugh at that. Like, I mean, it's amazing how many things you can have wrong with you and live another decade suffering and basically, what's the word? I have no word recall anymore. Anyway, so not that I had a big huge anyway, so right, that's it was 11 years of watching my mother just slowly, inch by inch, just turn to dust basically. So I lost her. Yeah, I lost her at the end of February. And so I've just been, I guess, you know, in mourning this year. And so, like, I've had a crazy fucking year so far. So I guess, why not start my podcast now? So, yeah, that's where I'm at. So I guess I will be thinking of ideas of, like, what do I want to do on this show? Do I want to have guests? Do I want my friend? Like, I don't know. Like, because towards the end of when I stopped doing the podcast originally, you know, I was doing it mainly with like my friends. And then after a while, after I think we did it for 7 or 8 years, you know, after 8 years, 7 years, hey, you want to record? Like people aren't quite as excited to record, just, you know, block out time and that kind of thing. So I will say that my mother did die of COVID. She was in a nursing facility, and I mean, she was vaxxed, I don't know, two or three times. I don't know how many times she was fucking vaxxed. But towards the end, I was like, that's enough fucking vaccines, because if something happens to her from one of these vaccines, like, I will shoot myself in the fucking head. Because, you know, you have to make every goddamn decision, because it's like having your mom in private school, except it's different because she's sick and dying. Anyway, so my mom got, I was not going to let her get, because she couldn't, you know, she was so far, she was very sick. And watching your mother disintegrate in front of you, like piece, inch by inch, she died. And it was so exhausting because I was dying with her in a way. So yeah, I'll probably talk more about that in the future. I don't want to get into that right now, but it was yeah, so we could just say the last 15 years have been unbelievable. When you're not going through it, you really can't conceive of what that situation is, how you're really going to handle it emotionally, how, you know, like, it's such a strange thing. And to, like, even talk about it right now in the past tense is so odd, you know. And it's just strange to be motherless. It's a weird thing, man. And my father also died in, I think it was 2020. He died also of COVID. He also was in a facility. So, like, you know, there are these people that are like, I would never put my mother in a nursing home. I would never put my bitch. You will fold fucking 10 times faster than I ever did. When the level of care gets to a point that it's just beyond, like, it's not humanly possible. I had to put her in a facility because it was so, I mean, maybe I'll talk about this in the future. Yeah, at some point I had to make the decision, like, okay, oh my God, I cannot fucking believe this. Like, you have to make these, like, emergency decisions. If they've never thought of these things before, and then it's all of a sudden it's on you to make these decisions for someone else, like, and not only someone else, but it's your mother. And I had such a strained, crazy relationship with my mom for most of my life. It was just a very strained, difficult relationship. But then, you know, the last couple of decades, you know, it was different. And it's your mommy, and you forgive your mommy for maybe not being as evolved or mature, let's say, as they could have been. But, you know, my mom got married when she was 18. She had me when she was 19. So, I mean, I could, if I would have had a child at that age, I don't know, I was going to say something terrible. Like, I probably would have drowned it in the toilet. Like, I wouldn't be able to handle it at that age. That's probably not true. I probably would have been a great mom at that age. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass. But so, yeah. So, I mean, like, all of that stuff, when you see your mom sick, at least for me, that's how the experience was for me, is like just seeing her completely disabled. There's really no experience in the world like it. So, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to be starting this podcast again. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I have to think. I have to think, what am I going to do? What is this show going to be about? Do I have anything to say? Do I want to say anything? Yeah, I think I do. I don't know. What are you doing? Like, what are people doing? Everything is so fucking expensive. I went to the Italian market and I bought a sandwich that had maybe 4 slices of cold cuts in it, and it was $11. How are you? How are you doing? It was $11. When I would buy sandwiches, they were like $5, $6, $7 just a few years ago. And then I got coconut water, and that was like, I don't know, $8. So a sandwich and a drink, I spent $20. I don't know what's happening. Do I have to move out of the country and go live in a hovel somewhere? Is this, like, how am I going to survive? But anyway, so I guess I'm back to podcasting, because I've been wanting to do it for so long, but who the fuck has the energy after you've been fighting with the nursing home all day? I say fighting because it really is. If anybody thinks there is any kind of privilege to having your mother or your father or anybody, you know, could be sibling, whatever. If anybody thinks that that's a privileged state, like, oh, you have them taking care of your mom so you don't have to, you need an attitude adjustment, because my God, people have no idea. And if you think that you have your parents or anybody that you love in a nursing facility, and if you don't go visit very often, I mean, I was a maniac. I would go see my mother every fucking day. I was a lunatic. I hope my mother looks down on me and blesses me, Jesus Christ, because, bitch, holy shit. It's been a very long fucking time. But anyway, let me not get into that now. It's been very nice to talk to you again. I will talk to you soon. I'm not sure how, like, what the, you know, how often I'm going to be posting. I'm going to try for at least every 2 weeks, maybe every week. We'll see. I guess I will be back, and I'll be back. I guess we'll see what I'm going to come up with. If I will come up with anything, maybe, I don't know, maybe God will talk to me and give me some ideas. All right. Well, it was good talking to you. I guess I'll talk to you soon, huh? Okay.